Friends and colleagues are remembering Democratic Congressman Elijah E. Cummings, who died early this morning. A Baltimore mainstay and vocal critic of the Trump administration, Cummings served as the chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee. At a hearing for President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, in February, Cummings said this about integrity.
When we're dancing with the angels, the question will be asked, in 2019, what do we do to make sure we kept our democracy intact? Did we stand on the sidelines and say nothing?
I spoke this morning with Eleanor Holmes Norton, who represents the District of Columbia in Congress, who knew Cummings for decades, about her thoughts on his unexpected passing.
My thoughts today are, of course, with his family, but rise above that to what a terrible time to lose Elijah. We are in the midst of impeachment hearings. Our committee, Oversight and Government Reform, is, as I speak, one of the three committees hearing closed testimony as part of the impeachment inquiry. Just last week, he had a conference call with members of the Oversight Committee and gave us every reason to believe that he was doing well. That's why this is such a shockingly sad day for the Congress of the United States today.
And he had weathered many storms. Of course, he was a very vocal Trump critic, but also the Freddie Gray riots, even rocks and bottles trying to integrate a whites-only pool as a kid. What would Congressman Cummings want us to remember, to take from his life and his legacy?
Well, I wouldn't dare to say, but I can tell you that for many of us, it's been a life of service and sacrifice. Yes, he grew up in segregated Baltimore, just down the road from what was then segregated D.C., so we have a special kinship. Elijah went to Howard University. He was chairing the Oversight and Government Reform Committee at a time when the district is seeking to become the 51st state. I'm so sorry he didn't live to see this bill pass the Congress, as it will, given all the efforts he's put into this specific issue.
You are headed into the impeachment inquiry, as you mentioned. This is a major loss for the country. But can you talk a little bit more as you step into those inquiries, the loss of him and what that means for you all as you're moving forward with this investigation?
Well, Elijah's leadership would be especially needed today because he enjoyed rare bipartisanship in what has been, I think all agree, one of the most polarized Congresses in American history. He is just the kind of commanding figure we need to remind both sides of not only the seriousness, but of the fact we cannot and must not forget that we are one Congress and we are one nation. There are few leaders in this Congress with that stature who could bring that kind of spirit to what the Congress is going through today with the impeachment inquiry and all that that entails for the country.
Eleanor Holmes Norton, she represents Washington, D.C. in Congress. Thank you.
Of course.